From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. U.S. and Ukrainian officials have been accusing Russia of firing rockets and artillery shells at Ukrainian troops from across the border. NPR's Corey Flintoff says Russia's foreign ministry, meanwhile, calls the allegations lies, is accusing Ukrainian forces of shelling a Russian village.
Ukrainian officials have been saying for days that Russian troops have been firing across the border in an effort to aid pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. The allegations come as the separatists appear to be losing ground in the face of a Ukrainian offensive. A Pentagon spokesman said that the U.S. has seen the Russian military bringing more weapons close to the Ukrainian border, including powerful rocket systems. The allegations come as international experts are trying to examine the wreckage of the Malaysian jet that was shot down in the area more than a week ago. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Donetsk.
Raging wildfires burning in Washington state have now destroyed twice as many homes as initially estimated, around 300 according to officials there, who say it's now become that state's biggest wildfire ever. Nearly 400-square-mile Carlton Complex fire, which officials believe was sparked by lightning, already eclipsing the old record-sized fire set back in 1902. The Carlton fire has been blamed for the death of one man who apparently suffered a heart attack while trying to protect his home. In Dallas, Michael Phillips has become the 34th person in the city to be exonerated by DNA evidence. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports Phillips is the first exoneree who wasn't actively protesting his innocence and trying to clear his name.
57-year-old Michael Phillips was convicted of raping a 16-year-old white girl in 1990 when he was age 33. Although the perpetrator used a ski mask during the crime, the victim believed it was Phillips and picked him out of a photo lineup. The two lived in the same motel complex. Even though he was innocent, Phillips pleaded guilty and served 12 years rather than facing two or three times that sentence. He was found to be innocent when the DNA evidence in his case was tested and was found to belong to Lee Marvin Banks, a different black man who also lived in the motel complex. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Commerce Department says orders for durable goods rose in June 0.7% after a big decrease the previous month. Diane Swank, an economist at Misrue Financial, says the pickup would be consistent with an economy that is gaining steam as the second half of the year gets underway.
Durable goods were overall in line with expectations. That said, they were a little more hollow on the gains than we had hoped, particularly in terms of shipments. The durable goods order suggests that we will see some comeback in investment in the third quarter. The problem is shipments were still weak.
The increase in orders was led by higher demand for machinery and commercial aircraft. A key category designed to measure business investment was also up. On Wall Street, the stock market down at week's end. The Dow dropped 123 points to 16,960. The Nasdaq fell 22 points. This is NPR. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a humanitarian ceasefire starting Saturday. There was where we rejected a longer-term cessation of hostilities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, meanwhile, today said while disagreements in terminology remain, he is confident they have a framework that will ultimately succeed. And Kerry said given the rising death toll in the fighting, it's more important than ever a deal be reached. Israeli assaults against Gaza and Hamas rocket attacks aimed at Israel have resulted in the deaths of 866 Palestinians and more than three dozen Israelis since earlier in the month. Authorities say a psychiatrist near Philadelphia who exchanged gunfire with a patient may have saved other lives. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the patient killed his caseworker and then was subdued after the doctor shot him.
Delaware County District Attorney Jack Whalen says psychiatrist Lee Silverman used a licensed concealed handgun to shoot patient Richard Plotz after Plotz pulled out a gun during a medical appointment and started firing.
We believe that after he killed the caseworker and after he tried to kill Dr. Silverman, that he was not going to stop there.
Whalen says the patient had more ammunition on him. He's being treated for the gunshot wounds before facing murder charges. While some psychiatrists say it's unusual for their colleagues to carry guns, the American Psychiatric Association says it has no official position on unusual situations like this. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Energy giant Exxon reported to be looking at the idea of expanding its current refinery in Beaumont, Texas. The proposed multi-billion-dollar expansion designed to make that facility the largest in the country, and a sign that unlike some of its rivals, Exxon may be preparing to remain in the refining business. The expansion of the 334,000-barrel-a-day Beaumont facility is carried out. It would be completed by 2020. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.